Hello, this is Life Rattle, your story show, and I'm your host, Virginia Ashberry. Tonight, Life Rattle number 1345 features one classic story from Annie Ing. Annie Ing was born in 1967 in Toronto, the youngest of four. Ing's father immigrated to Toronto from Hong Kong in 1954, leaving his mother, wife, and three young sons behind until 1965 when the family united. Annie went to school and grew up in downtown Toronto. She began studying science at the University of Toronto in 1986, but felt unprepared for university. She left school in the middle of her second year and found work as a government file clerk. Ing returned to university in 1992. This time she moved away from the sciences toward writing and studying psychoanalytic thought. Annie Ing graduated in 1997 and went on to studies in the Graduate Faculty of Education at OISE. Let's listen now as Annie Ing reads her story on Life Rattle.
The Final Exam by Annie Ing. On April 18, 1994, at 8:45 a.m., I marched through the cafeteria doors to find a table with a scenic view. I liked to face the window. The North Building at Erindale College in Mississauga holds a large cafeteria with large windows and doors. The cafeteria opens onto a big grassy ravine with trees spread across the landscape. A warm breeze whips the branches of the trees and their fresh spring leaves in motion. The bright sun illuminates the landscape's vibrant green. I hope to write my final geology exam without being distracted by the scenery. I want an A+. I studied every day for the last week. I reviewed my lecture notes every Sunday since the beginning of the class this term. The square speckled gray linoleum tabletops with their cold steel legs in the hundreds stand rows and columns filling the cafeteria's interior. The charcoal gray plastic chairs face away from the windows towards the exit doors. No scenic view available. I locate a table in the middle of the cafeteria, pull the chair out, and sit down. I drop my green knapsack on the floor by my left leg. I watch as other students paddle through the doors to do the same. I unzip my knapsack, locate my final exam notes in the black binder, and pull the binder from my bag. I flip the binder open to the first page and begin reviewing my notes. From my back right pocket, I pull out a blue pen. With the tapered cap, my fingers drum an erratic beat against the table. I suffer from pre-examination jitters. At 8:50 a.m., 100 students fill the cafeteria. By 8:59 a.m., 250 students fill the tables and chairs. At 9 a.m., a loud boom from the microphone spreads across the four wall speakers, drawing attention to the lectern by the exit doors. "Ladies and gentlemen," a short, slim female with dark brown hair bellows, "welcome to the final examination of GSC 121S. The exam will be 3 hours long and end at 12:15 p.m. I will ask you all to bring your knapsacks to the door. Take only your student card and some writing utensils to your table. No food, drinks, notes, or other items will be tolerated." I watch with fascination as the small woman bellows the examination instructions. Perspiration beads on her forehead and creates a bright shine across her pert little nose. "You will receive the examine booklets. Use them as scrap paper. Next will come the multiple choice letter sheets. there will be choices from A to E. With an HB pencil, please circle one letter for each question and leave the other circles blank. Finally, we will pass out the exam questions. Please leave them face down until we signal that you may start. With her right hand, the small lady waves the exam booklets, then the multiple choice sheets, and then the exam questions over her head. The examination will begin promptly at 9:15 a.m. It is now 9:05 a.m., and you may come to the front with your knapsacks while we hand out the papers. Like worker bees being led into the hive to deposit our stash of nectar, we proceed towards the entrance doors to drop off our knapsacks and return to our exam tables. I place my student card face down on the table along with two blue pens, two HB mechanical pencils, and a small chewed up pink eraser. Along each aisle of 20 desks, student volunteers drop a pile of exam booklets on the first row to pass back. My desk is located in the fifth row of 15 rows. I calculate that this cafeteria can sit 300 students. Next, the students pass down the multiple choice sheets. I scan the sheet and notice the form contains 300 multiple choice question windows. The professor warned us a week ago that this exam requires quick concentration to answer all the questions in the 3-hour time frame. Finally, the students pass down the exam questions face down. At 9:13 a.m., I fill in my name, student number, and course code on the multiple choice answer sheet. "Okay," the short lady shouts, "it's 9:15 a.m. You can turn over your examination question sheet. You have 300 multiple choice questions to answer in 3 hours. Start now." With a flurry of rustling papers, everyone flips over the stapled papers containing the examination questions. I see 15 questions on the first page. I take a deep breath before beginning. Question 1, when is the Jurassic period? My fingers fumble for one of the pencils on the table. Is it A, before the Jurassic period? B, after the Jurassic period? C, before the Cretaceous period? D, after? My hand moves to fill in the B bubble. The next question awaits. My body remains transfixed in this hunched up position as I read question after question. My eyes move across hundreds of questions as my fingers grasp the pencil tightly. My fingers hurt. In this tense read and answer mode, time ticks away. My stomach grumbles. I have 10 questions left. I look at my watch. 11:45 a.m. My eyes look up over the lectern to verify the time on the clock on the wall. 30 minutes remain. Nobody leaves. I look down on my page. My brain rushes to churn responses to the final questions. By noon, 300 pencil marks scatter across the answer sheet. I sigh. I rub my eyes. My contacts feel sandy, sticky, and dry. Glasses would have felt more comfortable. I blink a few more times before double-checking my answers. At 12:15 p.m., the lady shouts, "Stop and put your pencils down and hand in your exam questionnaire and multiple choice answer sheet. Time is up." My rubbery legs stand. The blood flows through my body again. My head feels dizzy as I walk to one of the exam representatives and hand in my multiple choice answer sheet. The exam questionnaires pile up on the front row tables. I walk to where my bag lies. I recognize mine right away by the fluorescent pink shoelace tied to the top handle. I pick up my knapsack and walk back towards the tables. I walk past the tables and chairs towards the glass windows and doors. I walk out into the sunlight. A nice walk across the ravine will refresh me before taking the 1 p.m. bus to downtown Toronto. 2 weeks later from home, I dial the automated student telephone service. A pre-recorded voice says, "Your grade is 94%. No congratulations, no smiles, and no, you did well and I am proud of you," remarks come from the computerized service. I hang up the phone. I walk out of my house towards Queen Street West. I need to find a place that sells chocolate milkshakes.
That was Final Exam, written and read by Annie Ng. And that concludes Life Rattle number 1345. Arnie Ackman recorded Annie Ng reading her story. My name is Virginia Ashbery. Life Rattle is produced from Toronto and was created by Guy Allen and Arnie Ackman.